You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kiani. Are you in a safe location?
At this time, I would say it's kind of safe. I'm not familiar with it, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely would like to get back on the road as soon as possible. And so I can't pronounce your name. You have a beautiful name. So with that being said, I just spoke to one of your representatives. He acted like he did not know his job. I gave him my member ID number, and he told me that he could not find me. So I had to call my insurance. I do have emergency roadside assistance. So my insurance gave me a plan letter number. They also gave me a producer number, and I do have my member's ID number because outside of that, he was telling me that he can send somebody out, but I would have to pay for it. So I said, how much would it be? And then my insurance would, and then he hung up on me.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. May I have your telephone number?
Yes, ma'am. My telephone number is going to be 520-551-2997.
Okay, you said 520-551-2997.
Yes, ma'am. But you know what? I just updated my phone number, so give me one second. Let me give you, I don't call myself very often, so give me
Okay.
one second. Are you? Oh my goodness. Did I delete it? Oh my gosh. Okay, my phone number should be 520 247-6570.
Okay,
And
one
my name is
moment.
Dor my name's Dorothy Strickland.
Okay, so Dorothy, spell that last name for me.
It's spelled Strickline.
Okay, go ahead and give me your insurance is through Fred Lawyer, correct?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and give me your member ID number.
Member ID number is going to be 97-699-855-912.
All right, give me one moment.
Okay. They also gave me a producer's number and a plan letter number, or
Okay,
you
one
know, plan.
moment.
Okay.
Okay, what's the producer code?
The producer code is going to be 75980.
And what's the plan letter?
The plan letter is going to be EN as in Nancy.
You said E as in Nancy, N. I'm sorry. So you said E as in Edward, N as in Nancy?
No, ma'am, I said N as in Nancy.
That's all you have is the plan letter. They didn't give you like anything else.
Nope, they just said the plan letter would be N as in Nancy.
Do you have your effective date?
Effective date would be 3/02/22 and expires 9/2/22.
Okay, when you said 3/02, so March the 2nd.
That is correct. Now,
Okay.
on my roadside assistance, I don't see a, you know, like a date or any, or yeah, on my effective date, it should say, yeah, it's the same thing. 3/2/22.
Okay. Give me one moment.
No problem. And I mean, I just talked to him, you know what I'm saying? I told him, hey, I got a flat tire. It's an emergency. I got my kids in the car and it's hot. We in Arizona. And they was like, oh, no, you're covered. That's what you pay for.
Okay. Can you verify the address that's on your policy for me?
The address is going to be 3125 North Albernon Way, apartment number 134, Tucson, Arizona, 85712.
Verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle for me.
It's going to be a Chevy Malibu 2014.
You said 2014?
Yeah, it might say 2015, though.
What's the color?
It's a silver one. I'm sorry, it said 2015. Dang, I'm ahead of the game, I guess. My bad.
Okay, so you're going to have to, I was able to pull up the policy, but on my end, it shows the policy is inactive. If you reached out to your insurance provider and they stated that you do have the coverage, then they would need to call in to verify on your behalf. Or do you have a way to add them on the line? I can go ahead and speak with them now.
Actually, if there's a way that you're able to, because, I mean, I'm just on a regular cheap old doggone phone, I can give you their number if you're able to do that. That would be very helpful.
Well, I apologize. We're not able to do that. I'm sorry. Either they will have to call in to us, or if you're able to add them on the line, you can do that. But we're not able to call out to them.
Okay. You know what? If it hangs up, then it'll just hang up. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and try and tap their number and see how it works. Is that okay?
That's fine. If it does so happen to hang up, when you do finally reach out to them, let them know that they would need to call us either on three-way from their end, or, you know, they can just call us regular, and they'll just need to confirm eligibility on your behalf that you do have the coverage, and we can get it override for you.
Three-way or confirm. I'm just writing this down. I'm sorry. Override. Okay, I will definitely do that. If you can give me a second, I'll try them real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. And make sure you do it as a three-way call so I can hear them.
Okay, perfect. I'll do my best.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you so much. You know what? I was just in another line with them, and they want me to find out who exactly do they need to speak to per se.
They can speak with me. As long as I speak with them and they verify your coverage, I can be able to go ahead and further assist you.
Okay, perfect. And what is your name? Because the only issue that we're having right now is we're not able to three-way at all.
Oh, okay. My name is Kiani.
K-I-E-O-N-N-E?
It's K-E-O-N-I.
O-N-I. Okay, perfect. I'm so sorry about that, but that's a beautiful name. So is there like, when they call you, is there like a number that they need to verify you by or anything like that?
No, they'll just have to ask to speak with me by name, but they can really speak with anyone as long as they verify the coverage.
Yeah, that's what I was telling them. You can really speak with anybody. So, you know what, Kiani, I appreciate your time. I'm going to get back on the phone with them so I can get this matter resolved.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.